Hey there, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and I am passionate about seeing teachers transform their classrooms into bastions of creativity and wonder. So that's what we look at in this podcast. And today I want to talk about teachers and the fact that they often inspire and facilitate that creative work in their classrooms. They're the ones who help students amplify their voices. They're the ones who design these epic, awesome projects. They're the ones who help students discover their creative mindset. And I want to talk, thinking through the fact that it's, Teacher Appreciation Week, just why teachers are so incredibly important to our world, for lack of a better term. Now, confession, I used to be a classroom teacher, so I'm completely biased on this. I work with a group of amazing new teachers each year. My cohort just graduated about a week ago, and I am ridiculously proud of the dent that they're going to make in the world. And so, totally biased, totally pro teacher, but I don't care. I think the work we do is really important. So, I want to start with just this thought about the importance of teachers, and then think about how we can help appreciate them. So a few years ago, my daughter entered kindergarten. She came in knowing letters, but that was about it. By the end of the year, she could put together entire words and even sentences. She viewed language as this playground and reading as a chance to explore the whole world. Now, I don't completely understand the science of blending and phonics and sight words, but you do if you're a teacher. And miraculously, millions of students learn to read every single day because of a teacher. Right now, there's a teacher thinking about his students. He's dreaming of ways to make them feel more safe and welcome. And for a few kids, he will be the only place where they truly feel safe because of a teacher. And there's a language arts teacher who is taking a full week off of her lunch period, those blessed 26 minutes to scarf down a meal so that she can help a student learn how to read. And although the progress is slow, he will become a reader because of a teacher. There's a math teacher who has a room full of kids who started out the year saying they're just not good at math. And now they're realizing that they were just wrong about that. They're geeking out about ways to solve complex problems. They're learning that math can be creative and even fun. And they will become problem solvers because of a teacher. There's a science teacher who inspires her students to chase after their questions. And on one afternoon, they're so excited about their experiments that they don't even notice the bell ring. And they will be scientists because of a teacher. There are history teachers who inspire students to capture history and think critically about their world. There's a group of PE teachers who will encourage kids to get more active and think about their health. There are technology teachers who will help students send their work to an authentic audience, and fine arts teachers who help them find their creative voice. There are foreign language teachers who are helping kids communicate globally, and CTE teachers who will help prepare kids for all kinds of different jobs. There are special education teachers inspiring their kids to do things that once seemed impossible. They're building partnerships with families out of a belief that all children can learn. There's a teacher librarian who will see the students as children and not data, and he's creating this amazing makerspace. In the meantime, his students are also falling in love with reading, and he has sparked the joy and the love of learning inside of them, and they will become lifelong learners because of a teacher. Right now, there's a fourth grade teacher with a scribbled up yellow legal pad. She's dreaming up wild new projects, and even though this is her 27th year of teaching, she is still taking creative risks. To her, it's no big deal. It's what she does. But it's a big deal to her students. To them, she is a hero. Not a superhero, no superpowers, just a hero who is changing the world. This year, she is making her students' world epic, like she always does, and it doesn't matter that it's May and that she's tired and that they're tired. Somehow, as tired as they all are, they love being in her class. They will remember her forever, and she will change the world in ways she can't even fathom. And all of this will happen because of a teacher. So if you're a teacher, I just want to say thank you for all that you do. Even when the job is challenging and exhausting, even when you feel guilty about, you know, working less hours or going home early, the reality is you are making a huge difference every single day. You are enough. You are impacting lives in ways that you often don't even see. And so with that in mind, I want to share how we can support teachers. So here are 8 ways to appreciate teachers. Now, I spent 12 years teaching middle school and often felt beat down by public perception. I'd hear politicians railing about teacher salaries and offhanded comments about part-time work. I'd clench my fist and smile pleasantly when people would say, "Must be nice to have summers off." I'd read articles about the plague of bad teachers in inner city schools and wonder why they weren't telling the stories celebrating the awesome, amazing stuff happening every day. I worked with so many amazing teachers. But I also realized that nearly every person I knew had that teacher who had changed their world forever. For me, it was Mrs. Smoot, although it was also Miss Bedini, and it was also Miss Waller, and it was also Mr. Nelson, and it was also so many other teachers, Mr. Darrow. But what can we do to appreciate them? Those people who are impacting our world. Well, here are a few ideas. Now, some of these are ideas that are easier to implement if you're a principal. Some of these are better to implement if you're a teacher, and some of these if you're a parent. But I'm just thinking in general, how do we show our appreciation to teachers? Number one, respect their autonomy. Allow teachers to make key curricular decisions. If you're a leader, please realize that being an instructional leader isn't about setting the vision for your school or deciding what good teaching looks like. It's about empowering teachers through shared leadership so that they can figure out what good teaching looks like. Let them experiment. Let them make a couple of mistakes and let them know that it's okay to do that. Number two, thank them. Often. Send an email to your child's teacher letting them know their impact. Track down your former teachers and let them know how you're doing. And tell them about the impact they had on your life. Last year, I received this private Facebook message from a former student. She sent a picture of a paper she'd written, and it was a rough draft before a blog post. I'd written, "You are a gifted writer. I hope you realize how powerful your voice is and that you always use it to impact the world." She then described for me the verbal abuse that she had faced at home, and it was hard for me to read that. But then she wrote, "You believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. Thank you." Now, I needed that. Because it's way too easy for me to get insecure or to cycle through those cringeworthy moments where I yelled at a class or shamed a student or taught boring lessons or got my facts wrong on something historical or whatever. And having those thank you notes is restorative for me. It's affirming, but it's also something that allows me to see I'm okay. Number three, provide a service. I once had a principal, we'll call him Richard since that's his name, and he and the assistant principal actually covered every teacher's class, the two curriculum specialists as well, for an hour after their lunch. And this allowed us to have this 90-minute lunch during Teacher Appreciation Week. He then covered the cost of the lunch, and we essentially got to take ourselves out for lunch. It was a powerful statement of how much he cared about us. On a side note, I get it. Principals have a hard, thankless, extremely challenging job. I would never want to be one. I don't think we give them enough props for what they do. And knowing how crazy busy things are for them made me realize and appreciate even more how much of a service this actually was. Now, we can do a lot of things. We can make photocopies, or we could clean the their cupboards or something for them. Like, there's lots of ways we could show our appreciation to teachers. So number three is, like I said, providing a service. Number four, send them a small gift. Find out what snack they like and bring it in. Get them a small gift card. I still remember a time when a parent brought me tamales, and she'd made them for the entire team for Teacher Appreciation Week. Now, I knew that they had taken hours to make, which made this gift all the more special. If you know how to make tamales and you can do it, that's never a bad idea for a gift. Number five, brag about them. Talk about how awesome they are on Facebook or social media. Send an email to the district office or the principal mentioning how awesome your teacher is that you're thinking about. If you're a parent or a guardian, mention a specific project, strategy, or moment that impressed you the most. If you're a teacher, brag about something cool that a colleague did. This not only allows leaders to see how awesome a teacher is, but it also gives them kind of this bright spot when often they can be inundated with the complaints. Number six, donate classroom supplies, or better yet, gift cards for classroom supplies. Teachers spend a wild amount of money on their classrooms. When I taught middle school, I was always thankful to friends I had and family I had who would buy classroom supplies for me. Every year, my mom would show up with reams of paper and with pencils and Mr. Sketch markers, which are still awesome even when you're grown up. Which leads to the next item, fully fund public education. Class size matters, instructional aids matter, resources matter. If you want teachers to feel appreciated, make sure that you pay for the resources they need. Make sure you give them a living wage. I don't want to be political here, but we have to fund public education. We have to pay for it. Because if that doesn't happen, then the thank you notes will never be enough to pay the bills. Number eight, seek out their expertise. If you're running a conference, be sure to get actual current classroom teachers on the panels. Find opportunities for classroom teachers to do sessions or workshops or keynotes. I think that's really important that we say to them, your lived experience, your experiential knowledge is important. We want you to share that. So again, that is basically it. Those are eight different ways we can show appreciation to teachers from other. Hey, thank you for listening to the Creative Classroom Podcast. Would you do me a favor? If you enjoy this podcast, would you leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? That would mean the world to me. Again, thank you so much for listening. Go out and make something.